Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues to discuss a couple more laws to do with the level of sanctity, the holiness of a shul. And in order to show that one is aware of the holiness of the shul, in Moichim HaSakanessas, it's forbidden for the residents of the city to sell a shul, even if the conditions of the previous Mishnah are fulfilled. It is forbidden to sell it El Al Tanai, unless one makes a condition She'im Yirtzu Yachziruhu, that if these sellers want to buy the shul back, that they will give back the shul and they will return the money. If they don't do this, then it shows it's a bit of a disgrace towards the shul, as if they just want to get rid of it. So they need to stipulate at the time of the sale that they will be allowed to buy it back if they decide to in the future. Rebbe Meir, that is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rachachom Emrim, but the Chachomim say, Moichin Oisim Minkar Oilom, it is permitted to sell it as a permanent sale. They don't consider it to be a disgrace if one does so, as long as they make a condition when they sell the shul that the buyers are not allowed to do the following four things with the shul. They sell it on condition that it not be used, Chutz Me'abod Dvorim, except for the four following things, La Merchatz, as a bathhouse, Vela Bursaki, a place where they tan and process animal hides, Vela Tevila, as a mikveh for people to purify themselves, Vela Veis Hamoyim, and a place where people will excuse themselves. To turn a shul into one of these places is certainly considered to be a disgrace, even according to the Chachomim, and therefore at the time of the sale, they need to sell it on condition that the buyers don't turn it into one of these things. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's true that at the time of the sale, they need to show that they are not selling it for a disgraceful use. So, Moichin Oisa L'Shem Chotzer. They need to sell it for the sake of being used as a courtyard, or any other mundane use, which is not considered to be a low and disgraceful use. However, Valukeach, the buyer, once they have done the sale, so then Masha Yirtziyase, he can do whatever he wants to with that shul, since at the time of the sale, the sellers showed that they recognize the holiness of the shul, and are not just getting rid of it for the sake of a very low use.